ABC Radio Australia.
A man charged with cyberstalking in Vanuatu will appear in court this week following a series of arrests over Facebook posts that alleged government MPs breached COVID-19 protocols. It's the first time Vanuatu's new cybercrime laws, which were passed last year, are being tested in court. Mackenzie Smith had this report.
Whitnell Tor says he was taken to a police station at the start of April and charged with cyber stalking, cyber slander and cyber libel. The charges, which carry penalties of up to 3 years in prison and a fine of $36,000, relate to online posts that were made in a political group he ran on Facebook. Tor and three other moderators of the group were charged.
They accused me of... They said it was me who posted those things, but I said, I have no idea what are you talking about or about those fake accounts.
The Facebook posts alleged that two government MPs breached quarantine. One of them was the first confirmed case of community transmission in Vanuatu, and the opposition has called for him to be prosecuted for spreading the virus. Vanuatu's Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Kausikau says the arrests are a police matter and he has confidence in the justice system. But Whitnell Tor is worried the charges are politically motivated and will hurt freedom of speech in Vanuatu.
I think it's just a bullying tactic towards media. And one of the things that I was a bit concerned about is the new laws, Cyber Act, which I think it will have impact on freedom of expression here if they use this kind of tactic to manipulate the media.
Whitnell Tor hasn't been given a court date, but a document obtained by Pacific Beat shows another moderator of the Facebook group, Ruben Bong, will appear before the magistrate's court on Wednesday. Mr. Bong, who works as a printer, has been charged with cyber stalking. Others may follow. Whitnell Tor says he saw a list of names at the police station that he believes are also related to the Facebook investigation.
During the time when I went up to the CID, I saw a full list of other names as well, not only the four, but more than around 10 to 15 names of those who come in against government MPs.
Whitnell Tor says he told police there were thousands of comments being made on the Facebook group and he couldn't monitor them all. The Guardian, which first reported on the arrests earlier this month, attributed the story to an unnamed reporter in Vanuatu, raising concerns over press freedoms. The chief executive of the Vanuatu Human Rights Coalition, Anne Parkwa, says local journalists are worried by the new cybercrime laws.
They're not free to talk about anything. They're not free to discuss anything. And what I heard is that they're not free to meet and talk. So it's a bit, for me, I think this is very unfair. And as journalists, they need to be able to meet and discuss and find ways forward for how they can better report on the situations. But
the opposition leader, Ralph Reganvanu, made similar allegations of COVID-19 breaches by government MPs in a Facebook post on March 8th that has been shared more than 500 times. Mr. Reganvanu says he hasn't been charged yet, but he adds the cases brought against the Facebook moderators are flimsy and unlikely to hold up in court. Due to tough border restrictions, Vanuatu managed to avoid community transmission of COVID-19 until March this year. Since then, the outbreak has worsened and there have been more than 8,600 cases since the start of the year.